The Power FM Brekkie Show.
As we are nearing the end of October, it means that we're about to kick in to gear for another wonderful month of Movember, where we start seeing guys around Australia starting to sport, I would say, some questionable, but some fantastic mows.
It was a brilliant idea to come up a number of years ago, basically to raise awareness for men's health. And what better way to do it than have people walk around with kind of billboards on their face that promote the cause? And often when we think about this, we think about, you know, men putting off going to see a doctor.
Of course.
Or not being as mindful as they should be about physical health issues. But something which often gets overlooked, but something that's just as important and really needs to be put in the spotlight, is men's mental health issues. And something we're going to have a bit of a chat about with from the Movember Foundation. We've got Kieran joining us on the line. How you doing, Kieran?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're great this morning, Kieran. Now, you know, obviously Movember's been going for a number of years now. For people that haven't heard of it, can you give us a bit of a brief overview of what it's all about?
Yeah, sure. Gee, I reckon Chris did a decent job there, and maybe he's had a little hair on his top lip at some stage.
Kieran, we've really had him try to do Movember, but it was really a poor effort last year that we had to get a surrogate guy to do it.
I need some kind of tonic to grow that, Mo, because it's a struggle.
There's probably more hair on my lips than there was on Chris's.
So Movember was started back in 2004, and since then it's grown as moustaches grow on guys' top lips around the world, and we're now in 21 countries, have funded over 1,200 men's health programs and projects. And as you touched on earlier, they're prostate cancer, testicular cancer, men's mental health and suicide prevention.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a cause that naturally is going to be close to a lot of people who have been personally affected by any one of these things, and so which makes it just a really good thing to get behind.
Oh, totally. And I think the you know, one of the fun things about Movember is that it's a charity that and a foundation that you get to take a little bit of stick out on each other, especially the guys that are growing moustaches. And as we know, some do look very questionable. Some look as good as Borat and even Hulk Hogan. And there's the guys that have just a couple of hairs on the top lip, and it's like, are they actually growing something? Is it a moustache? Or maybe it's a little bit of breakfast that's left there from earlier in the day.
It's usually chocolate milk with me.
Yeah.
It's never a moustache.
But it is one of those things. Chocolate. That, as you said, Chris, it's like a walking billboard and people automatically are, oh, you're doing Movember. And it does create that awareness about the whole cause and the event that is Movember.
Something you guys have coming up, which is a bit exciting. It sounds like a lot of fun and something that's going to raise some funds and, of course, awareness towards Movember is the Movember Ball 2017. This is happening in Magpie, which is basically in Ballarat.
Yeah, it certainly is. So it's on November 11 and it's hosted by Belinda and Adam, and there's some amazing Movember supporters out in the community, and they're giving back to the community this year, and they're having it at Allura, 10 minutes out of Ballarat, which you said is in Magpie. It's going to be a cocktail gala-themed night, so there'll be live auctions, there's a live band on the night. These guys have done some tremendous work in not only starting conversations within Ballarat and the surrounding areas, but they've raised close to $20,000 in the last 2 years. Now,
wow.
That's something that is truly phenomenal for a community to get behind and support these guys that are so passionate about men's health.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's so good to be able to support a cause like this and to be able to contribute to those funds being raised. But on top of that, just it's a fun night out. Like, if that's the only thing you're doing it for, then you're still helping. But, yeah, you know, you're going to the ball, you're having some good food and a couple of drinks and having a good time.
Oh, totally. And that's the thing that, you know, this event is. It's bringing people together to start a conversation. And, you know, before you know it, you're having a conversation about men's health. And it's a fun night, you know. It's not every week, or certainly not for me every week, that I get to put on a suit, look dapper, and have a good time while celebrating something that is as important as Movember.
Yeah, definitely.
Kieran, just a question for people that can't grow mows, or maybe for the ladies that still want to take part and they want to head along to the ball and dress to the nines, will you have stick-on mows at the door?
Look, I'm sure we'll have a little something there that our Mo sisters can certainly get involved with, that for sure, Jules.
You're Mo good. Sisters and Mo Christers, as it were. check out Movember.com for more details about the foundation. And if you want to grab tickets for the ball, it is November 11. Rawdesign.com.au/Movember is the place to go for those. Thanks very much for the chat this morning, Kieran.
Hey, thank you very much, guys, for having me on. And fingers crossed, Chris, you get a little fertiliser on that top lip.
Yeah, we'll see.
27-inch cake.
Soon. One day.
One day.
Thanks, Kit.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.